Hey friends, and welcome back to the NuGet 101 series. I'm Chris, and today we're going to learn how to install and use a NuGet package with the .NET CLI. To follow along, you will need the .NET SDK installed. To get the latest version, check out the links in the description. Otherwise, let's dive right in. So, I've fired up VS Code, and the first thing I'm going to do is open up a new terminal so that I can actually use the .NET CLI commands. Now, if your own editor doesn't come with that feature, feel free to use a separate terminal and follow along. Anyway, you'll see that I've already set up a sample project. I've created a simple mascot class and a NuGet mascot object. Now, our NuGet mascot has a name. His name is NuGet Warrior. His team is NuGet, and his catchphrase is "where packages come to life." Now, I'd love to upload my NuGet mascot to an online registry of awesome mascots. The only problem is that the registry requires me to upload his information in the form of a JSON string. So my goal for this tutorial is going to be to convert this NuGet mascot object into a well-formatted JSON string. So I could spend some time developing my own solution to do this, or because I did some research and I talked to a lot of my smart developer friends, they recommended I use a .NET package called newtonsoft.json. So what I'm going to do is try to search for this newtonsoft package on nuget.org to use it in my project. So let's head over to nuget.org, and I can search for the name of the package directly. All right, you'll see that I get a bunch of relevant results, but of course the newtonsoft.json that I want is the top result, and it has a lot of downloads. It was updated really recently, and it has a verified check mark. So this already looks like it's going to be a quality package. I'm going to click on the unique ID to learn a little bit more. So now I can see a lot of other useful information. Like I can see that it has an MIT license, which is a very permissive license that I know I can use in my project. I can also see that a lot of other repositories are depending on this library. So that gives me even more confidence, but I still want to learn more about the background of this library, as well as actually how to use it. To do that, I can go to the project site and see a bunch of examples. I can see a link to the source code, as well as a bunch of other high-level details about the package. I can also immediately see a link to the documentation. Now, there are a bunch of examples, so I already went ahead and found us a relevant one for our problem. In this example, it looks like it's converting an account object into a nicely formatted JSON string, which is exactly what I want. So I'm going to go back to nuget.org. Since it looks like this is indeed the package that I want for my project, I'm gonna decide to install it. So you'll see that in the center of the page, there's a bunch of different installation commands depending on the tool you're using. Since we're using the .NET CLI, I'm gonna go ahead and copy that command with a single click, go back to Visual Studio, and then just paste that straight into my terminal and hit enter. All right, so I've successfully added this to my project. Now, you might recall that there was a command to do this really simply. So I'm going to go back to the documentation, go back to the example I was looking at, and just go ahead and copy this command here. So now I'm going to go back to VS Code and paste that right in. Let's change account to NuGet mascot. And I'm going to write a little line that's going to print this to the console so that we can see what the output looks like. Okay, so, oh, wait, hold on a minute. It looks like I'm still getting some errors from VS Code. Why don't I follow the little light bulb and see what it recommends I do? I forgot to add a using statement. So you have to remember, every time that you're using an installed library, you want to include a using statement at the top of your code that basically just tells the system that, hey, I want to use the functions from this library in this code file. All right, so it looks like that took care of our little red squigglies. Now I think we're ready to run the project and see what the output looks like. I can do that really simply with the .NET run command. Awesome. So it looks like I've successfully converted the information from my NuGet mascot object into a well-formatted JSON string with the exact same information. And it's ready to upload to the mascot registry. So this has been a really quick introduction on how to find the right package on NuGet.org and then install it and use it using the .NET CLI. And in the next video, we're going to learn how to create a NuGet package and then publish it to NuGet.org. Until then, thank you so much for watching, and I'll see you next time.